Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Anyway, but we're going to, you know, one of the reasons we employ experts like Russ Tucker,
yes,
they know more than we do. And he'll prove it tonight when he works with Scott Graham, NBC 10, Eagles preseason game one. We will see the great work of Russ Tucker, who's on the show with us right now. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man?
Do you like that gig doing the Eagles preseason games, Russ?
No, I don't like it. I love it for a million different reasons. Number one of which, I've told you guys this before, but I did national games, college on TV, NFL on the radio for 10 years. I'm telling you, more than half my family and friends didn't care even a little bit until I was doing the Eagles games on TV. People were texting me a couple years ago, Angelo, being like, you're really good at this. And I'm like, yeah, I've been doing it for 11 years. Thanks for paying attention. Nobody cares until you're on TV during the Eagles game.
Well, at some point, you're going to be discovered and moved to a national level where you will make so much money, you will see WIP in your rearview mirror. But until then, Ross, I got to start with this because it's driving me nuts. So yesterday, the Eagles, because they're having injuries at the running back position, do not re-sign Jordan Howard, 4.7 yards a carry. They sign an undrafted college kid from North Texas, DeAndre Torrey. What is it about Jordan Howard they don't like?
I don't think there's anything about Jordan Howard they don't like. I think that they know what he is. They know what he brings to the table. I don't think that they feel like they need to decide right now whether or not to bring him back. You know, he probably wouldn't play very much in the preseason games anyway, Angelo. I think they want to see what Gainwell and Jason Huntley and Kennedy Brooks, I mean, Kenny Brooks was Oklahoma's running back the last 3 years. I think they guaranteed him over $200,000. So I think they want to see what those guys can do before they decide whether or not they feel like they need to bring back Howard. That's my guess.
But isn't there a risk that another team would sign him before you could bring him back?
There is, absolutely. And I think he's actually had workouts with a couple other teams. I think, though, Angelo, there are other Jordan Howard types that are out there. There will be other guys, maybe younger or healthier than Jordan Howard, that get cut by their teams, that end up on practice squads. I think that's probably a risk or a chance that the Eagles are willing to take.
All right, let's move on to tonight's game, Russ, because all indications are we will see one or two series with the starters, and that might be it for the whole preseason. Do you agree with this approach?
Well, first of all, I'm beyond excited that it sounds like the starters will play a series or two tonight, which means everybody needs to tune in right at 7:30, not just my mom. Right. The only part of the game she likes, Angelo, is right at the start when they show my face and my suit. Everybody else needs to tune in right at 7:30. You know, I think I'd be curious, Angelo, to see what their strategy would be if they didn't have the joint practices the next 2 weeks. Next week, they've got two joint practices with the Browns. The week after that, they've got two joint practices with the Dolphins. So I think they look at it like it's almost like the starters are playing five preseason games because the joint practices, it's ones against ones. It's basically full speed, and they're able to actually script exactly what situation. Do they want third and one? Do they want goal line? Do they want a blitz period? They're able to script exactly the situations they feel like they need work on.
So, but when you were playing the NFL, Ross, they were doing it the wrong way, playing players, starters. First it was one quarter, two quarters, three quarters, and now it's down to just a couple of series. Were they doing it wrong when you played?
I think it was probably unnecessary in hindsight.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Well,
wow.
Now I'll say this. I would not want my – this is me personally. I would not want my first action to be in the opener against Detroit. Like, I would want – to suit up, go through pregame warmups, play a couple series in at least one of these games to get ready. Other than that, though, I wouldn't feel like I need a whole lot more than that, especially if you have four joint practices. Because we did that a bunch of times in my career, and that you get really good work out of that. The other thing is, Angelo, which I thought was really interesting, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about the Eagles' practice schedule. I was on a call this week with the NFL. It's like a broadcasting thing to get you ready for the games. They have all kinds of data about the most likely time for guys to get injured is like the second or third day. And then it's, again, the second or third day after they put pads on. I mean, they have all kinds of data on it. And reading what they on this PowerPoint presentation, whatever it was a Zoom. It's almost like the Eagles are following that very, very closely. Yeah. It's basically the NFL's recommendation at this point.
They are. We were talking to Nick Sirianni last week. He said the second practice of camp should be a walkthrough because that's when all the soft tip.
Yep.
They've got the data on it. All right, Ross, let's get to tonight. What Eagle are you most excited to watch tonight?
Well, the first couple series, I am very excited to see A.J. Brown. I hope they throw him the ball a lot. Angelo, he has been as advertised in training camp. I mean, you know, sometimes you get the – remember when the Eagles got Nnamdi Asamoah? And we're all kind of like, uh-oh, he doesn't really look that good. Because sometimes you get one of these big-name guys. A.J. Brown is an absolute monster. I'm hoping they throw him the ball tonight and he can show everybody – he's even better, I think, than I thought he was watching him a few times in camp. So certainly I'm excited to see him. And then the rookies. I think Cam Jurgens will play a bunch. I got a chance to meet Jordan Davis for the first time yesterday. I can't wait to see him. N'Kobe Dean, I would expect to probably play a decent amount. So the first three picks, you know, I think the rookies, if you remember last year, I think Sirianni played the rookies a decent amount. I'm excited and looking forward to seeing those guys hopefully play a decent amount so we can all see what they got.
All right, Rhea has made a very good point that whatever Hurts does at these couple of series, we will then draw rash conclusions on. Do you think Hurts is going to be better just because he's got better targets like Brown?
I think he's going to be better for two reasons. One is he absolutely has a stud receiver in A.J. Brown who I think is a perfect fit. With Watkins as the deep guy, Devontae Smith, the smooth route runner. I mean, he's 6'1", 230. I mean, if you just look at him, he just looks like a stud. So I think he'll be better because of that. But here's the other thing, Angelo, that I'll talk about tonight, because I talked with Jalen yesterday. Do you know this is the first time he's in the same offense since he was 16 years old?
Yeah.
He was at Alabama, they had three different coordinators. He goes to Oklahoma, different coordinator. He has Peterson his rookie year. Last year, he got Sirianni and Steichen. You know, one of the reasons why Drew Brees and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and all these guys become so good is because they're so used to the plays, that they're so accustomed. They've been doing it for so long. This is the first time since he was 16 that Jalen Hurts hasn't had to learn a new offense. It's like he's always been taking, you know, Econ 101 every year. He can finally take, like, Econ 301 this year. He can finally take a higher-level class, which should really show up in the games.
What you are hearing is a sampling of the insight you will hear tonight throughout the Eagles' preseason opener. You like the Eagles in the opener of the regular season against the Lions. What's your gut say about a month out?
I think it's a tougher opener than people realize. I think the Lions are much improved. I have them high in my offensive line power. I have the Eagles number one in my O-line rankings, but I have the Lions number three. They have a really good line. Yeah, I mean, they obviously there's a lot of hype around them because of Hard Knocks. I think that's going to be a battle. I think it's much more of a battle, Angelo, than what people think. What did the Lions win 3 games last year?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, there's people picking them to go to the playoffs. I certainly like the over, and I mentioned this on the Even Money Betting podcast, on their season win total. I think they're more likely to win 7 or 8 than they are less than 6. So let's hope one of them is not the opener against the Eagles.
There you have it, Al. Now you're hearing it from an expert, and it's agreeing with my comments of the past couple of weeks. Russ Tucker, all you do is dazzle. We're looking forward to tonight, and the big moment will be when they will show Ross's face.
Yes,
and his suit. His mom sees them.
So yep. My mom will take a screenshot, and then really? She'll text it to me, and then I won't hear from her for the rest of the game because she'll be watching like a Lifetime movie. And at the end of the game, she'll text me and say, "You were awesome, fabulous," when I know she didn't sit there and watch the whole game.
Well, we're going to watch it, Russ, and have a great game. And as always, thank you, buddy.
We'll see you guys.
Russ Tucker, he will be there tonight. And I should point out, Ray, I think you'll agree with this, he is a very good-looking man.
Oh, he is. Probably got a new suit for tonight.
Oh, man.
He's always got to start off the season with a new suit.
No,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.